The artist Romare Bearden would have turned 100 this year. Probably the most famous black visual artist of the 20th century, he was best known for his singular approach to collage art, his kind of patchwork cubism, incorporating scraps of wallpaper, glossy magazines, pieces of fabric, and lots more. Born in North Carolina and raised in Harlem, Bearden became well known finally in the 1960s and kept making art late into the 1980s, even after developing bone cancer. He kept on working thanks to a couple of guys who never left his side.
This is December 5th, 1987. Recording a conversation at Romare Bearden's home while I'm giving him his daily morning massage.
That's a man named Russell Goings. He called Romare Bearden Romy. They used to spend Saturdays together at museums, and as Bearden's health was going downhill, Goings visited him daily and started bringing along a tape recorder to document the time they had left.
I got 30 hours of Bearden talking about the most intimate things when he was dying. He knew he was dying, and he wanted to talk.
How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, Russ. I feel pretty good.
Russell Goings was quite a figure in his own right. He held a seat on the New York Stock Exchange, he was a founder of Essence Magazine, and before that, he played football for the Buffalo Bills.
When Bearden took an interest in me, and he took an interest in me because he wanted to know about football. And he would say to me, come visit me.
You think the Giants going to be a spoiler?
What else can they be?
Some of them, their jobs are definitely on the line.
That's right.
He had only his wife, no children, and some cats. He loved his cats. I became the back. I became the gopher. His wife was running her business and doing various kinds of things, and I'd take him to the doctor, and he became dependent physically for stuff. Over time, he embraced me.
You want to chat about your relationship with Duke Ellington?
I'm saying, what can you say about Duke?
What can you say? I mean, you used to tell me stories about him.
He was always ready.
Always ready.
Always ready for something.
Romy's workout. We're on our way to Long Island City, and the next voices you'll hear should be Tebow, myself, and Romy as we enter the studio.
There came a time when Bearden, in the end of his life, couldn't work big anymore. He had to work small, and he needed help. So he went and found an assistant named Andre Tebow, T-E-A-B-O.
My name is Andre Tebow. I'm a collagist. That's all I ever have done. That's all I ever want to do. And to be with the world's greatest, what can one say? You know, if I want to play baseball, would I want Nolan Ryan to teach me how to pitch? You bet I would.
Tebow, I bought you some grape juice. You want some carrot juice?
No, I'm satisfied with
that. We were like the three musketeers, all for one and one for all. And Russell, when he would bring Romare to the studio, would give us directions as to how he wanted us to keep our heads down and the scissors and the pencils flying.
Romare and I get this all figured out. He basically got it all figured out. This will be done by next week. Huh? Are we cooking or are we cooking?
If it wasn't for Russell, none of this would be possible. The trek from Canal Street to Long Island City was not a simple task. His bringing Romare to the studio, caring for him, I mean, there was so much that he did that nobody was really aware of. I mean, how he got him dressed in the morning, how he at times would have to carry him down the stairs or up the stairs.
Andre Tebow caused a whole lot of controversy. Bearden is black through and through. he went and got a white assistant.
There were a few times when I would be working on a piece in his studio and a visitor would come by, a black man or a woman, and I often thought what they were thinking, seeing me there and wondering, what was I doing there? Romare never discussed it. I never asked, but it was often in the back of my mind.
December 24th, 9:30, just completed the giving Romare his massage. He's on his way down. I'm taking a large painting and collage of his to the studio.
Just run the tracing tape over that.
Over this
entire
piece?
And I want you to trace it, yeah, because I'll make a drawing from it.
And what you want traced, Romare, is around here?
No, trace all inside, because I wouldn't know how to do those little...
Well, one phrase he used with me on a few occasions was, the art of painting is the art of putting something over something else. This was Eden Midnight. And it depicts an imaginary forest scene. The star here that you see was the last piece. When I was nearing the completion of this, he asked for a piece of yellow paper and a pair of scissors, which I gave, and he cut out that star, put it where he wanted it located, and his favorite words to me were, okay, Tebow, lay it down. I would glue it, put it down, and that's where it stayed.
If you're going to put it down, you put it down every day. You put it down whether you're feeling good or feeling bad or you're dying or whatever. You put it down until the very end.
I remember one moment. He was actually working on a collage titled At Low Tide. This was the last work that Romare Bearden had ever made. He never allowed me to assist him on that. I remember going next to him. He had dropped the scissors as he was working, and I picked them up. It was the first time ever that I noticed in his eyes, his gaze, that he wasn't far. So I handed him the scissors, and he completed that piece, signed the front of it, signed the back, dated it. He said, I made this for you. What Romare did for me was show me what an artist is. Here was a man that created up until the last couple of days of his life. I mean, he just never quit.
Yesterday, Romy was lethargic throughout the day, very, very slow.
Man's dying. So, what does he want? Orange juice, some salmon, some grapes. A nice melon. What does he want? He wants scissors, glue, paper. What does he really want? It gives me, he wants a nice bar of chocolate.
It's January 26th. It is 8:30. I'm on my way to give Romy his massage, and today he's not going into the studio. He has scheduled 11 o'clock appointment, and I think it's a very important and crucial appointment with Dr. Coleman.
So once we get you in the hospital, you want me to leave? I should leave. I don't need to stay.
I don't need to stay.
There's no reason for me to stay, doctor.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, I mean, not I love you, but...
No, I meant I didn't want to run away or...
Yeah, I told you when I came in this morning, you could dismiss me. I know how you love me. You already told me
No, yet? I mean, it isn't that. I didn't know this was going to happen. You know what I mean? I thought I could come back home.
I thought...
You didn't think so.
I didn't think so. They got to sit down and do some serious evaluation. You might need a little more blood. No telling what you need. It was too fast. Right?
Romare Bearden went into a coma and died a few weeks later on March 12th, 1988. We heard from Romare Bearden's close friend, Russell Goings, and from Bearden's former assistant, Andre Thibault. WNPR's Katie Talarski produced our story. At Studio360.org, we've got a slideshow from this period showing the three men at work. And the centennial exhibit, Romare Bearden, The Soul of Blackness, is now up at the Schomburg Center in New York City.